You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. At the state capitol, there's extra security as legislators continue to work on the budget. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
The Minnesota shootings have lawmakers and law enforcement rethinking procedures and protection. State Senator Kelda Royce talked to our Todd Albaugh.
I am aware of who's on the list, but law enforcement has really emphasized to us that they do not want those names to be public because of the risk of additional violence or copycats. And I think, you know, the point is really anyone who serves the public could potentially be at risk like this, and it's not acceptable. Nobody deserves to put their life at risk because of the job that they have.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he requested extra security for today's hearings at the Capitol. As for what's on the agenda, the Joint Finance Committee is working on the next part of the budget. This session will include funding for the Department of Corrections and the UW system. Now, you'll remember the UW system was one of the more contentious issues that Republicans and the governor couldn't agree on.
I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin's office confirmed her name was on the manifesto of the Minnesota assassin. A spokesperson in Baldwin's office told Civic Media's Dan Schaefer that Baldwin was informed by law enforcement that she was included on the alleged shooter's list of names and that she, quote, remains focused on the things that matter most here, honoring the legacy and life of Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark, praying for the other victims who are fighting for their lives, and condemning this abhorrent, senseless political violence, end quote. 11 Wisconsin-based lawmakers are reported to have appeared on Vance Bolter's hit list. Calumet and Outagamie counties, along with the municipalities of Appleton, Buchanan, Harrison, and Kaukauna, are working with the East Central Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission to secure $800,000 in federal funds to study ways to reduce traffic-related deaths and injuries along County KK in the Fox Cities. Studies show that there were 823 crashes on County KK between 2018 and 2022. Planners attribute the number of crashes to congestion from 441 and increased development. The 2024 Comprehensive Safety Action Plan identified the County KK corridor as a top priority among dangerous intersections and roads. Together, the counties and municipalities will supply $160,000 towards this study. A Calumet County farmer is suing the Trump administration. The conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, or WIL, filed the lawsuit on behalf of white dairy farmer Adam Faust. The lawsuit alleges the USDA has three programs and policies that discriminate against white male farmers by giving advantages to women and racial minorities. Faust was one of several farmers who successfully sued the Biden administration in 2021. That lawsuit argued race discrimination in the USDA's Farmer Loan Forgiveness Plan. WIL has filed dozens of lawsuits in 25 states attacking DEI programs in government. Kimberly residents attended listening sessions yesterday as the village considers partnering with the Outagamie County Sheriff's Office for its law enforcement services, thus leaving the Fox Valley Metro Police Department. The village contends they'll save almost $300,000 a year if they switch. Village President Chuck Quinn says it's possible the question will be put to a referendum for voters to decide. Fox Valley Metro Police currently serves Kimberly and Little Chute. A 27-year-old man died and a 13-year-old was injured after an SUV in Manitowoc County rear-ended their horse-drawn carriage on Sunday. Police say the accident happened in the town of Cato on U.S. Highway 10. Both the driver and his passenger were ejected from the carriage. The driver was pronounced dead at the scene. The passenger was taken to the hospital. The SUV was driven by a 42-year-old Brilliant woman. The investigation is continuing. When first responders arrive at any scene, whether it be an accident, a criminal arrest, a house fire, or other traumatic event, the most vulnerable people there are the children. Reach a Child is an organization based in Madison dedicated to helping first responders connect with and comfort children in a crisis using books. Kate Mann, Reach a Child Executive Director.
In these reach bags,
are a variety of books and drawstring bags that the responders will carry in the squad car, the fire trucks, and the ambulances. So when they encounter a child in crisis, they have these valuable resources there and ready to use.
Currently, Reach a Child supplies 350 first responder organizations throughout Wisconsin with the bags. They want to do more.
Our goal is to get all of the first responder departments involved in our program. And I believe there are about 600 different first responder groups in Wisconsin. So
to donate, host a book drive, or submit your first responder organization to receive the Reach bags, visit reachachild.org. Winnebago County takes over ownership of the UW-Oshkosh Fox Cities campus in Menasha at the end of the month when the university shuts down. The county is holding a public forum to discuss the ways to repurpose and use that space. The forum, led by County Executive Gordon Hintz, will be Wednesday, June 25th at 5:30 at the United Way Fox Cities in Menasha. Tickets for the highly anticipated Packers Family Night at Lambeau Field on August 2nd are now on sale, exclusively through Ticketmaster. Family Night will feature a full practice of the 2025 Green Bay Packers team, plus jersey giveaways, Thunderstick giveaways, music, and a fireworks show to wrap the night up. Doors will open at 5:30, warm-ups at 7, and the full practice will begin at 7:30. See the story on our website for a link to purchase tickets. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Brewers in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers begin a three-game series tonight at Wrigley Field against the first-place team, the Chicago Cubs, led by manager Craig Counsell. Although the Brewers were able to slip into second place after beating the Cards 3 out of 4 games, Pat Murphy says there's still room for growth.
We're still young. We're still figuring out. We're not like the Cardinals or the Cubs or the Reds. They got a set kind of 10 or 12 guys they go with. We're still figuring things out. You know, this is a group. They're the right dudes. You know what I mean? And that's why they play to win.
College football, the Badgers excited about 6'1" receiver Zion Legree out of Florida agreeing to commit to Wisconsin next year. Receivers coach Jordan Reed asked if his guys are anxious to return after going 5-7 last season.
It's a hungry room for that reason alone. Everybody feels they got something to prove. Everybody feels. And really, we're taking it as a room mentality. Like, we got everything to prove this year.
That's the Badgers receivers coach Jordan Reed with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise shared the screen in Interview with a Vampire over 30 years ago. Pitt, the star of the new film F1, recently said he would be okay working with Cruise again, but there is a condition. Pitt said there is no way he is hanging from an airplane and doing stunts like Cruise does, so if they were to be in the same project, it would have to be on the ground. That does sound reasonable. Cruise has been telling people to go see Pitt's new racing film. F1 opens June 27th. Sex and the City star Kim Cattrall almost did not take the role of Samantha Jones due to what she calls self-induced ageism. Cattrall says given the role, she didn't think people would have any interest in seeing a 41-year-old woman in intimate scenes or scantily clad. Then realized 40 was sexy, so the timing worked out. The actress says she loved playing the character, even though in real life, she is a serial monogamist. Sorry, guys. Lilo and Stitch has finally been dethroned, and there is a new box office champ. How to Train Your Dragon was number one this past weekend with a whopping $83 million. The film brought in another $115 million overseas for a total of about $200 million worldwide. Universal Studios has already given the go-ahead for a live-action sequel. Lilo and Stitch still managed to come in second place in its fourth week with $15.5 million at the gate. So far, PG movies are king this summer as How to Train Your Dragon joins the Minecraft movie and Lilo and Stitch as box office titans. According to Variety, PG movies have generated almost half the box office take for the year to date and crossed over $1.5 billion. Coming in third place was A24's Materialists. The rom-com for adults brought in $12 million, exceeding expectations by a couple mil. And it's all about action for the final two films in the top five, which include Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, and John Wick's Ballerina. Dead Reckoning has made over a half a billion worldwide. Law & Order SVU star Mariska Hargitay has had an incredible 26-year run on the show as Captain Olivia Benson. She has a a side project that recently screened at the Tribeca Film Festival called My Mom Jane. In the documentary, Hargitay talks about her famous mother, Jane Mansfield, who was killed in a car accident in 1967. That is pretty much common knowledge, but what is not is that a three-year-old Mariska was not only in the car with her mother, two siblings, and two other adults, but that she actually went missing after the accident. Apparently, authorities came to the rescue of Hargitay's two young siblings who were in the back seat with her. While taking her siblings to the hospital, her brother Zoltan woke up and said, "Where is my sister?" First responders went back and found Mariska, who was so small she was lodged under the passenger seat. Mansfield, her lawyer, and driver were all in the front seat and were killed. My Mom Jane streams on Max starting June 27th. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms after midnight with a low in the low 60s. Tomorrow, scattered rain and thunderstorms likely. There could be heavy rain, half inch to an inch or more likely tomorrow through tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.